All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. In this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. Today, it's already Tuesday, September 5th, because yesterday was a holiday, Labor Day. September has started, and September is usually a bad month for stocks. But this year could be different, because several key indicators are signaling that the market is about to rebound. And we'll discuss what those indicators are in the video. We'll also show you some of the trades that we took this morning. We'll talk about our ALB trade from last week. And just a lot going on. Anyhow, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. This super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And we are real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we got a lot of trading experience, and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff, and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And long weekend, Mark, and then coming out of the long weekend, not really swinging, just a whole bunch of nothing.
You're right, Marcus, not much going on. I mean, we're down just a little bit here to kick off this short holiday week. Last week, pretty impressive with the comeback and the rally that we saw. And, going into the week, there really isn't a whole lot to move the market either.
Yeah, I mean, we could take a look at the economic calendar and see what's going on there. And really, this week, it's a whole bunch of nothing, right? So yellow flag reports today. Tomorrow, supposedly, the ISM services PMI. But I mean, this is usually not really a market mover. Unemployment claims, don't know why this is still red flag, because these are the weekly unemployment claims. They used to be orange, and then during the pandemic became more important. Well, and after this, if we look at what's happening, we just have a bunch of Fed members speaking on Thursday and Friday. Goldsby, Williams, Bowman, Logan, Barr. I mean, everybody has something to say this week.
Yes, and Waller was one kicking things off, saying last week was, quote, a hell of a good week of data. And the key thing out of it, it's going to allow us to proceed carefully. So we'll get more Fed comments. Sure, it could potentially move the market if something just catches traders off guard. But they're all low impact reports for a reason.
Yeah. And looking at the earnings analysis, we were also pretty much done with earnings. I mean, not much on the calendar today. I don't even know who Zscaler is. Kroger. I mean, we have Kroger reporting on Friday, but other than this, nothing. I mean, just a super quiet week. Earnings season has been winding down.
Now, in our mastermind call, with such a quiet week, nothing going on next week, we have some important inflation data. We said, it could be the traders just try to find some excuse for a market move. And I saw that CNBC this morning blamed it on oil. Do you think that's what's moving the market today?
Oh my gosh. No, right now, nothing is really moving the markets. I mean, the NASDAQ right now around the unchanged mark. And so oil, I saw that we are trading at highs that we haven't seen. Let's go back for a year. Yeah, since last November.
And, to put it into perspective, so there was news that Saudi Arabia extended its 1 million barrels per day voluntary oil production cut. And oil is higher, 1.4%, and that could be trickling into some oil and gas stocks and also some companies that are very dependent on the price of oil, like airlines. However, last week, oil was up 7.5%. So yeah, when the markets were up nicely last week and oil was up 7.5%, and now it's just a regular move, I don't know. I think that's a little, trying to tell a story rather than...
I think what's more significant is that oil broke out of this range that we had established for a while. So, I mean, we are now trading above the 84. And this is where the question is, can we rally towards 92, 93 again, and possibly at some point above 100? And this is what we'll feel. So I think this breakout of this range is more significant here.
Sure. And S&P is down 0.1% and the NASDAQ's up 1.1%.
Yeah. So we got to talk about the September slump everybody's talking about. So the September slump, we looked it up with our masterminds this morning. So here is where we see on one of the websites that this is the Dow Jones since 1986. And September seems to be the only month of the year that consistently is negative for the year. So that is what everybody's talking about. Like September is a bad month for stocks.
And, you know, the numbers show that it could be a little tricky, but does that change how I'm going to trade? No. In fact, it mentions that there's an increase in volatility. Like that's a bad thing. I don't know about you, Marcus, but I love volatility.
We want higher volatility. I mean, here we are looking at the VIX, the fear index, and we are still trading at super low levels here. I mean, this morning up just a little bit, trading at around 14, but definitely below the levels that we typically see, probably around 20-ish, 18 to 20. So yeah, volatility would be good. But you see, this year could also be different. Because first of all, I mean, traders are paying attention to some technical indicators. And here we actually have two. First of all, this is the 50-day moving average, and we are trading above the 50-day moving average. And I don't know why, but for unknown reasons, it seems that traders these days are focused on the 4,500 level. And this is where, again, in the news, the S&P is trading above 4,500 again. I think this level is rather random, and this is why we always say, I mean, trade what you see, not what you think.
Absolutely. And I mentioned a few days ago, I pulled this up, saw this, that despite September being historically a tough month for stocks, investors might want to know that, according to Bank of America, since 1950, strong performance in the S&P 500 in the first 7 months of the year has been followed by continued performance through December of up 5%. So will September be a bad month? Maybe, maybe not. But that follow through is typical when you have such a strong start to the year.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, let's talk about our trading and what we are doing. And I mean, first, we got to talk about ALB. ALB, the position that we have been in, and we have been talking about it. Okay, can we roll this one more time or will we get called away? So just as a brief recap here, with ALB, we did get assigned at 192.50. So we sold puts first, did get assigned, then it was dipping, then we were able to sell calls against our existing positions, collecting some premium. Then we were able to roll calls by 1 week. And then last week, could we do it again? Or is this now finally gone, Mark? Let's actually talk about this because everybody's asking, what happened to ALB?
So ALB just worked out picture perfect for us. Get assigned, sell calls, roll calls, make some money. And then last week, we both were looking to roll again. So the first thing we want to ask ourselves if we are going to roll is, do we want to own the stock for another week? And for us, it was, yeah, we had no concerns.
Yeah.
Mark, were you able
to roll? We looked at the premium and there was really no premium because we were trading higher. I mean, we were trading above 200 on Friday and this didn't just give us enough premium to roll. So this one is gone. But yeah, we captured some nice premium on this one by selling puts, selling calls, rolling calls. So this has been a great trade for us.
It really was a good trade. And this is where sometimes I have conversations with traders about rolling and there's a disagreement with how we should roll. But I think it comes down to what our expectation is, right? If we're trying to manage a trade for a year, and we don't want those shares to be called away because we're trying to keep those shares in our portfolio, then I would definitely consider a different rolling style. And so when it had that big pop on Tuesday and those calls went in the money, if I was concerned about getting called away, that would be a day to see what's going on, see what the premium is like. But because we're a little more short term with our trades, we were in this one for a couple of weeks. On average, it might be 5 to 6 weeks. This is where I have no problem getting called away on a pop like that. And we like to look at roles on maybe starting Wednesday. Thursday, Friday would be ideal because that's when you get the time value just killed in the option that you're trying to close. And you get some real nice time value in the next expiration. So I wouldn't have done this any different, but you need to understand what you're trying to achieve with your trading style. And for us, we're thinking a little more short term.
Yeah. All right. So this leaves us going back to the portfolio. Still our little buddy CSIQ and CSIQ here. I mean, CSIQ had a great week last week. So we came off the lows that we made at 26. Now, again, we got assigned at 35, so CSIQ still has ways to go. I keep drawing the arrow so that CSIQ know what to do. I mean, we had a great last week. Right now, we're a little bit stalled. For today, we're down 0.5%, which is pretty much in line with what we are seeing in the markets here. So nothing yet to do on CSIQ. So we need to wait and see of what's happening here.
Wait and see.
All right, then next on the list is NEE, Next Era Energy. And so this is an interesting one. Today, it seems to move a little bit lower. It seemed that it had found some support at around 67. We got assigned at 69.50. Right now, it is trading at 66.20. So, Mark, is it time to panic?
No. This one, in all fairness, you could have sold calls the first week after assignment. We got a dividend, or at least we're entitled to a dividend. And it hasn't been as fun because it dropped just outside of call selling territory. But this is totally in line with our expectations for a stock we get assigned in. And it's just sitting around making a little bit of a push lower, but on lower volatility here.
Yeah. Usually we see that we are dropping around 10% after we get assigned. Here, we are only at 4.8% after assignment. So, I mean, we're less than halfway what we typically experience after we get assigned on a stock. So, yeah, it just takes a little bit longer for us to be able to sell calls here. All right, PNC. PNC, stock that we have been in for a while. Let's just go over the last year, and we can actually go to the last 6 months where we see that PNC just has been trading in this range between around 130 and on the low side, maybe at around 117, right now trading at 121.19. So right back in this range, we had a little bit breakout to the downside, a little bit to the upside, but this is the typical range right now for PNC, it seems. So also not in call selling territory.
Yeah, so looking for a little more upside. Nothing to do right now.
All right. But since we like to have 5 positions in our account and we only have 3, today was a great opportunity to enter a few trades. So, and you know the drill. We'll be happy to show you the trades, and we're just exchanging likes for trades. So we actually have 3 trades for you. So this means, if you would like to see these trades, give us 3 times the amount of likes that we usually see. What do you say? So just click on like right now and we'll be happy to show you the trades. It's a simple trade, like for trade. All right, let's start with the first one. So the first one, GM, General Motors, a stock that I've traded quite a lot. Actually, should zoom out a little bit so that we see it better and go for a year, maybe even 2 years, because this is where we see that GM has been trading really super nicely in a range, as we can see. Lower end of the range, I want to say around 31, upper end of the range around 41, and it has been just nicely trading. And this is what we are looking for. We are looking for stocks that have found some support where we say we would be happy owning it at this price. And this morning in GM, the 3250 put became available. And let's take a look at this of what exactly we were looking at. And so looking at GM here, So it was trading at 33.11. The 32.50 became available with the expiration on September. And I was able, let me just double check. Yeah, but I was able to get 15 cents for it. So based on my account size, this is $930 in premium until the end of the week in 4 days. That is not bad at all.
That works. Nice little trade. I did not take this one, but I like the chart.
You did not take this one. So, would you all like to know what trade marked it? Again, click on like. So, and then we'll show. So we'll talk about your trade, and then I took another one, but let's talk about your trade first.
So a trade that I took this morning was UPS.
All right. UPS, that's also a stock that you have been trading quite a lot. We actually need to zoom out even further so that we see the nice range that UPS has been in. And again, this is what we are looking for. We are looking for stocks that are trading in a range. So there's a longer term range, and then we also have a shorter term range. And this morning, the 165 put became available.
Exactly. And so I like how this has been moving. Some really nice ranges, as you've pointed out. Those boxes are just perfect when we're looking at wheel trades. And 165 slightly below the 166 support level, or about 166.50. Longer term, that holds up. And even if we pull back towards 159, 160, I think it's a nice trade. So
Yeah.
we'll
You
see
were
if we get
able
a
to get how much? You did 71 or 72 cents?
72.
72 cents. So $72 per contract traded. Right now, still
39%.
available for 66 cents.
There you go.
All right. So, would you like to see one more trade? We got one more trade for you if you want. Okay.
Tuesday trade day.
It was a great day. It was a great day. Even though it is a slow day, there were trades available. So this is where I. Oh no, we talked about GM already. So let's move on. Hog, Harley-Davidson, HOG. And this is where, again, we are looking for stocks that are moving sideways. And we see that Hog basically has been moving sideways here between, I want to say, 32-ish to what, around 50-ish, something like this. So moving sideways and again, meeting our criteria in terms of the PE ratio, the dividend yield, in terms of the market cap. And this is where I saw this morning that the 3250 was available. And this is where we can go over to the calculator. Take a look at this trade. So HOG, Harley-Davidson, right now trading at 3354. Wait, I did take, oh yeah, I did take the 33, exactly. I did take the 33. And I was able to get 20 cents for it. So annualized, that's 55%, or based on my account size, $1,200. So not bad at all.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah. So, I mean, good day for trading. And with that, just like this, I'm full in my portfolio right now. And this is where we can take a quick look at what is happening. So, CSIQ, we know that this is where we need to wait a little bit. GM, that's a new trade. Hog, this is a new trade. NEE, also wait until we can sell calls, and the same with PNC. So right now, I want to say good, good, and here, wah, wah, wah. And this is just part of trading the wheel. Okay. So what do
Nice
you think?
little
Is
cycle.
this helpful as we are walking through our trades? And if it is, give us a like. If this is your first time here, consider subscribing to the channel because we go live every day. And this way, you can follow along and see what's happening with our trades because we'll be back here tomorrow morning. So like, subscribe, and then we'll see you again tomorrow morning.
Happy trading, everybody.